It's 13:20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 13:20 a.m.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Extreme temperatures keep rising around the world. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Climate change is here. It is terrifying, and it is just the beginning.
But President Biden has a plan to help here at home.
The number one weather-related killer is heat.
That's why the president is reminding everyone.
Workers have a federal heat-related protections. We should be protecting workers from hazardous conditions, and we will.
In addition, more cooling centers are being provided short-term, while long-term, the government will award grants to help cities and towns plant trees to repel the heat and expand access to green spaces. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The White House says Hunter Biden won't get a pass from dad if he's found guilty of federal tax evasion. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre answered clearly.
From a presidential perspective, is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
Hunter's plea deal is still in limbo. Still no decision over whether former President Trump will be indicted over his efforts to overturn 2020 election results. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Whatever is happening with this grand jury and this potential indictment is either still sealed, still under deliberation, or still just being kept from us until a later date.
Meantime, the Justice Department's looking into policing practices in Memphis. Assistant Attorney Kristen Clark.
We received multiple reports of officers escalating encounters with community members resulting in excessive force.
It comes nearly 7 months after officers violently beat Tyree Nichols during an ultimately deadly traffic stop. The CDC says more Americans are testing positive for meat allergies from tick bites. Dr. Celine Gounder tells us how it works.
Ticks transmit a sugar to people through the bite, and it's present in most red meat, milk products, as well as gelatin. So when the immune system is exposed to this sugar through a tick bite, the immune system can see that sugar as a threat and overreact.
Striking actors are getting free groceries now from a food bank in L.A. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
With no end to the strike in sight, SAG-AFTRA members who depend on daily work to feed themselves and their families are struggling to keep food on the table, including Nikita Kalam Harris.
The peace of mind to know, if I'm running low, there's somewhere that has my back.
The striking actors were told to fill up their shopping cart to the top and come back every week for another $300 in groceries for as long as the strike lasts.
Actors have been on strike for weeks, writers even longer. They're striking over similar demands. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Breeze Carr.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze Carr clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy for Breeze.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The program that has kept child care centers open for the last several years is set to end this January. Today, Governor Evers again asked Republican legislators to invest in the Child Care Counts program. Republicans in the legislature decided to use pandemic-era funds to support the program to see if it helped the child care industry. It did.
Today, Child Care Counts has helped more than 4,300 child care providers keep their doors open.
Without support, more than 2,000 child care programs could shut down, leaving 87,000 children without care. In his veto message, Governor Evers said he is giving the legislature a second chance to complete their work.
Expanding access to child care is what's best for our kids, it's what's best for our families, and it's what's best for our state's workforce and our economy, too. We have to get this done. Thanks.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 11 p.m. tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 67, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, high of 86. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 93.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
You can join the show, 844-967-2789. You know, big news day, I would say, Anya. Just a couple of things happening. Most importantly, I'm joined by a dear friend a little bit later in the show today. And the chief fiscal officer for us in the wonk business, the comptroller for the city of Milwaukee, Aicha Sawa, is going to be joining us in the B or C block. We'll see how stuff goes today. But big news breaking as we came into the Maggie Dawn show. The Devils hit it. Boy, Trump getting hit with another one. Anybody surprised that there was an effort to destroy some evidence? Not only is it the crime this time, it is also the cover-up. So, like, both things are true here. 844-967-2789. So let's do a quick recap, y'all, so that we understand what is happening. And before I forget, thank you, Anya. She just gave me a little heads up. We went on a little bit of a meta thought journey Monday through Wednesday here on the show. And I ended yesterday by walking through why Trump's impending January 6th indictment matters, what it's really about, and that's the franchise, the voting rights of Black and brown folks. And I needed to give a couple of acknowledgments in terms of content. There is an incredible writer, thinker, and soldier. His name is Michael Harriot, or Harriot. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, my apologies to the mister. He used to write on The Root, and he dropped a lot of knowledge on Mr. Aldean's song and these issues, and I used his knowledge and his research copiously, so I wanted to acknowledge that. Also, I wanted to acknowledge the journalist, Miss Atia from the Washington Post. I know I mentioned her name yesterday on the show, but I wanted to re-emphasize that to get again today, because the thought journey that I took us on yesterday wasn't a thought journey. It was a literal experience, and that woman was brave enough to share it through the Washington Post. So I want to be sure those two people, those two Black folks, get their due. That was not me. That was their work. So with that, let's do a quick recap of where we stand in Trump land criminal problems. So we've got the Manhattan criminal case. This is the payoff case. This is the payoff and lie about it case. This is the payoff, lie about it, and then falsify documents about it. This harkens back to the very nascent Trump presidency when all we were worried about is paying off Playboy bunnies, strippers, and porn stars so that they wouldn't talk about the fact that the man cheats on his wife. That's the Manhattan criminal case. The national security documents case, which again, just moments ago, we found out that there are additional charges. That document case, the trial date is set by Judge Aileen Cannon for May 2024. We've got the January 6th insurrection case, Jack Smith. The indictment is about to drop. And the news today was that basically they had their last hurrah. Donald Trump and his lawyers had their last meeting with Jack Smith today. This is typically basically the last thing that happens before an indictment drops. It'd be interesting if Jack Smith drops the indictment tomorrow. Fridays are generally considered the days that you drop news that you want no one to pay attention to. So if Jack Smith drops it tomorrow, that's sort of interesting. If he doesn't, I get that too, because we need to pay attention to this. And last but certainly not least, and the place that I want to begin today, is the Georgia case. What happened in Georgia is quite extraordinary, right? Not only did Donald Trump call up the Secretary of State, who's responsible for certifying the vote, and say to Brad Raffensperger, you know, just find me 11,000 ought extra votes or make some votes for Biden disappear. Yeah, that's a crime. But Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump chose to pick two civil servants who worked in Georgia's election and voting system to vilify, to make false claims about. And I mentioned this yesterday during the show, and I wasn't able to spend enough time on it because there was a meta point that I was trying to get to about what this is all about. But I think it's important that today we make an observation about what Rudy Giuliani admitted in court papers yesterday related to the 2020 election in Georgia. Two women, last names Freeman and Moss, were election workers in Georgia. And they did their jobs. They counted the votes. But first Rudy Giuliani and then Donald Trump took it upon themselves to accuse these two women, these two civil servants, of the most grievous of harms against every American. That they were stuffing ballots, that they were hiding ballots. They selectively edited a video clip to make it look like these women were pulling out like a suitcase full of ballots from out from under a table. It was all very nefariously presented. And there was nothing to see here when you watch the entire video. These women were at end of shift. They hadn't gotten through all the ballots, so they secured the ballots. And they placed them under the table in a Georgia count room, which is then secured. Nothing to see here. But Rudy Giuliani took it upon himself, and then Donald Trump did, to vilify these women and falsely claim that they had effectively deposited thousands of fraudulent ballots into the Georgia election count. Here's what Giuliani said before in a hearing before the Georgia State Legislature. Okay, so he was sworn. He's before the Georgia State Legislature. He's seen the entire tape, but he's released a selectively edited version of that. And here's what he went on to say. They should have been questioned already at their places of work. Their homes should have been searched. They were passing around USB ports like they were vials of heroin and cocaine. Freeman is a, quote, professional vote scammer and a hustler. These two women, these civil servants doing their job, also happen to be Black women. So late Tuesday night, Giuliani, in the defamation case brought by both Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss, facing criminal sanctions for not turning over documents that were required in that case, admitted that, quote, to avoid unnecessary expenses in litigating what he believes to be unnecessary disputes. Giuliani admitted that the statements that he made about Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss were defamatory per se and false. Rudy Giuliani is a liar. He is soon to be a disbarred lawyer in not one but two jurisdictions. And he's a racist. Because only a liar and a racist would say these things about these two women who were just trying to do their jobs. And by so doing, undermine democracy. It is deplorable. Let me tell you what some of the consequences of these kinds of lies are. Ms. Moss had given her own her old cell phone to her son. Her son received calls, voicemail messages, and text messages, and they were littered with racist slurs and threats of physical violence. This is her minor son. A stranger knocked on the door at Ms. Moss's grandmother's house because that was a bit of publicly available information. And she used to live there. And this stranger told her grandmother that they were making a citizen's arrest. Her grandmother called her then. Absolutely beyond apoplectic, freaked out, scared out of her mind. She had to call the police. Strangers appeared at the home of Ms. Freeman repeatedly, false pizza deliveries. She received over 420 emails and 75 text messages, including things that said, "We know where you live, N-word. We are coming to get you." What if this was you? What if you just doing your job every day resulted in death threats and racial epithets, and that at the end of the day, the president of the United States invoked your name 18 times to call you a fraudster and a liar? A pastor named Stephen Lee also showed up at their house and attempted to apply pressure. There's actually police body cam footage of this. So I'm going to describe that a little bit more because I think it's really important to take these things from the theoretical and make them visceral. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm going to be joined in the C block by City of Milwaukee Comptroller Aicha Sawa. Join the conversation with us, 844-967-2789. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
See you later. If you talk,
we all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, They need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Athletic Park in Wausau, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are back. And for the 58th installment of this season, the Rafters will take on the Wausau Woodchucks. And hello, everybody. Joy Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5. Well, the Rafters in their last game, you take it back to Fond du Lac on Sunday. They just finished a three-day All-Star break, so they're back in action, and they're excited to take on Wausau here today as the Rafters back on Sunday took down the Knoxbiners. They won by a score of 5-3. They were out hit 10-9, but a three-run shot from Brendan Bobo in the sixth, and then two more runs in the seventh have propelled them to a three-game winning streak. They currently sit 10-10. They are tied for second in the Great Lakes West Division right now. They're 2.5 games back of first of the Madison Mallards, so they're looking to get continuing to winning ways, but on that three-day All-Star break, they're going to have to find and rediscover their rhythm again. They're taking on a team against Wausau, who right now has been on the opposite side. They're 9-11. They've dropped their past three games. They dropped a game to Rockford and were swept by Kokomo, a team from the Great Lakes East Division. So they're a team that is looking to cut it right there and cut the gap with the Rafters. They're 29-26 overall. They're third in the Great Lakes West. They're a game back of the Rafters. But as a team, they have been unbelievable. They're batting at .269. They're fourth in the Northwoods League, 506 hits, which is third. And they also have 302 RBIs, which is 10th in the Northwoods League. So they're a team that has been playing really well right now. But we're going to step aside here shortly as national anthem. We'll step away here on WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
I'm back here inside Athletic Park as we're just about 10 minutes away from first pitch. Wisconsin Rapids leads the series over the Woodchucks 4-2. But these two teams, every time they go at it, it's always back and forth. Raptors have won three games by three or less. They've won three of the four with a score of 3-2. So these two teams battle it out every time, and it's always a great contest. The Raptors have won the first three. The Wausau, though, has won the past two of the three. So these teams haven't met since June the 20th, where the Raptors were able to take down the Woodchucks 3-2. It was a Brendan Bobo three-run shot that propelled them into that victory. But Wausau right now, a team that is looking to get back to winning ways. They won their past four, and then they dropped a game, and then now losing their past three. So 9-11. They were 9-8 at one point, and now 9-11. The Raptors had a five-game losing streak. They were 7-10, and now they're 10-10. So they're starting to play a lot better baseball. As for the Raptors, they're a team, though, that is getting the mound with Drake Fries. He's been given a nod today, so he's getting the start on the mound. So the San Diego product from Orange, California, 10 games appeared in him, and so he's a guy making his 11th appearance today here in Wausau. Levi Jensen back at the catcher's position. He's in the two spot. Garrett Broussard at first. Ty Johnson at second. Jorge Degani at third. Aiden Brewer at shortstop. Anthony Gallison at left. Orlando Lordoy at center. And then a new guy, a new face for the Raptors, Alec Castillo at right field. So the Norco, California native will be making his debut here for the Raptors today. So he's slotted in at the nine position. Brian Reinke will be getting the start for the Woodchucks on the mound. So he's a left-hander that really has a good command. So he's a guy that they're really going to have to watch out for. A guy that's had 28 strikeouts in total this season. He's only allowed 16 hits. He appeared against the Raptors back on June the 10th. So Reinke on the mound. And as for them at the catcher's position, they are going with Matt McGann. Matt McGann at the two position. At three, Colin Briggerman, he's at first. Jesse Donahoe at second. Anthony McFarlane at third. And Evan Funkhauser at shortstop. Michael Adair at left field. Mark Schallenberger at center. And Mike McGinnis at right field. So Raptors are going to have to look to take down a Wausau team that's been down lately. But I tell you, Wisconsin Rapids been playing a lot better baseball. And they're just looking to get back to what they know best. And that's continuing to play well. And specifically on the pitching side of things. They're first in the ERA with a 3.72. They're second in the least amount of errors. They're second in double plays. They have a great fielding percentage. They're third overall in the league in that. But when it comes to the hitting side of things, they're only batting .241. That's 19th in the league in a batting average. They have 443 hits as well, which is in total for 17th in the Northwoods League. A lot of their numbers on the offensive side have been towards the bottom half and statistically in the Northwoods League. But they're a team right now. They're 10-10, second in the Great Lakes West. They're 2.5 games back of first. But they're 16-15 at home, but they have a better record when they're on the road. 14-10 on the road. So it's been quite a while since these two have squared off. June the 20th was the last time. So it would be big for the Raptors to look to continue to win and win four straight, because only 2.5 games back, and they got 16 games to go to decide whether they will either be in the playoffs, because Green Bay right now, they're 5-10, and they won their past five games. They're 10-10 right now, but they're really kind of on cruise control right now. They don't really need to win many games because they've already clinched the first half playoff. The Raptors, for them, though, they're still looking for that second spot. So Raptors right now on the first baseline, Wausau on the third baseline. That last break was God Bless America. This time, it's the national anthem. We'll step aside here on WFHR. First pitch coming up in about 6 minutes here from Athletic Park.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Wausau, as currently right now we're hoping just to get at least five innings in, because right now there's a thunderstorm watch and currently it's really dark outside. So hopefully these teams get at least five innings in, because if they do see to wait it out or to make it up at a later date, because certainly right now it is currently very dark out, thunderstorms in the area heading to with the weather coming towards our way. So, again, they're going to have to look to get an early lead. That hope would be a big thing, and it holds off for a bit. For that Wisconsin Rapids, though, they're going to have to look to – this is a game right now. They don't do well when they come from behind. So, for them, it's going to be a big case. Can they continue to play well and continue to start off well? That's going to be the thing to see. So, Brian Ranke, the left-hander, getting the start on the mound. So he's a guy that, left-hander, nine games appeared in with a 1-2 record. He won versus Kokomo, lost versus the Knoxbinders. He's allowed 16 hits, 14 runs, but he's at 28 strikeouts. So definitely a guy that really can paint the zone at a time when he needs to. He's got a 4 0.37 ERA. 7 strikeouts he had versus Kokomo back on June the 25th. So he can really light up the strike zone as Ty Johnson will come and lead off for the Rafters. So Johnson just returning from the Northwoods League All-Star break and a guy that really has had 51 hits, 186 at-bats. So look for him to start off, and he's been lot of charisma about him. This guy carries himself in such a way. Ty Johnson, because he's had a key, will set in the first offering. It paints the zone with a strike, 0-1. So Reinke ahead in the count, 0-1. Johnson, a guy that bats, well, a 274. He's got 24 RBIs. He's been struck out 31 times. Reinke sets in the 0-1 to Johnson and goes in low, 0-2. So a ball and a strike, 1-1. Here on Johnson, he leads the team in at-bats, hits, runs, and walks. He'll set in. Reinke looks the 1-1, and Johnson swings and belts a ball into right center field. This ball gets down before the wall. Johnson on his way to second. The throw is not in time, and Ty Johnson leads off with a double. So good start there for Johnson. As Jorge Degatti now will step in, so that's always a good start. Johnson at second. 38 hits, 116 at-bats with 15 runs. So Johnson rips one in the right center. A good start for the Rafters. Jorge Degatti leads the team in a batting average with a 328. Reinke looks over at second now. He'll set high the offering and down the plate for a strike. 0-1. So no balls, a strike, 0-1 count. Johnson at second. Looking down is Reinke. Look over at second. Sets in the 0-1 and bounces low as McGann catches that ball, but it hits the ground for a count that runs at one apiece. So Degatti, the Miami native, and a guy that previously attended Florida before heading to Indiana, so he'll look in. The 1-1 Reinke sets and throws high, and a 2 balls and a strike now. And a 2-1 count. So Johnson at second, a good start for the Rafters. As Reinke will look down, he'll look and come set. He's on the third base side of the rubber. Looks at second, kicks, and the 2-1 just outside for a ball, 3-1. So 3 balls, a strike. Here, Brian Reinke in his last start at the University of Richmond. 38 hits, 4 doubles, 12 RBIs, and has been walked 10 times. So a guy that's native of Hanoi Falls, New York. The 3-1, way low for ball 4. So Degatti to first, Johnson at second, and the Rafters here in business in the top of the first. So Brendan Bobo, here's a guy that just came from the Northwoods League All-Star game, was the Northwoods League All-Star MVP, went 4-for-4, 3 RBIs and a home run. So Rafters, just excited to have him. 35 hits in total this season, 10 home runs this season, which is tied for second in the Northwoods League. Reinke the curveball and paints the zone 0-1. 36 RBIs as well. He's in first. He's been struck out, though, 39 times, which is also first for the Rafters. So gets a lot of hits, a lot of RBIs, but he strikes out a bunch. Reinke the 0-1 to Bobo and hits a high fly ball, and this ball is headed back and just goes foul. Boy, that was a moonshot to right field. No balls, 2 strikes. You take it back to June 20th. Bobo hit a 3-1 shot here last time into left center field. 0-2 count. Degatti at first. Reinke on the mound. Johnson starts his day off with a double. Runners on first and second. The 0-2 home to Bobo and hits a high fly ball into left center field. This ball's headed back and making the grab in time is Adair. Johnson tags up to third. And now runners on the corners. So Bobo belted that ball in the left center, headed back, but unfortunately, he couldn't see that go behind the wall. Nonetheless, Orlando Lordoy will step in. So one down, runners at first and third. Crucial for the Rafters to get an early lead, especially in this game. Batting 269 with 7 hits. 26 RBIs for Lordoy, the left-hander. Reinke will set in once more. He's given up a hit and a walk. So Lordoy, the Panamanian, a native of Panama City, and Reinke sets and throws at a fastball that paints the zone at a strike, 0-1. He's been struck out 4 times. His first appearance was against Kalamazoo, you know, back on July the 15th, where he absolutely belted a ball into right field for a solo home run. And the 0-1 to Lordoy, and a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop Funkhauser, and the throw to Donahoe, and the throw back to first for a double play. So well done from Funkhauser, the shortstop, underhands it to Donahoe at second, and the throw to Biggerman, as that is a double play. So we head to the bottom of the first, no score. We'll be back here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here inside as well. It was a huge flash of lightning just now. I mean, that was a big flash of lightning. So it looks like right now these teams will probably go into a delay. The umpire's going to have to make a decision because the thunderstorms are definitely coming our way. And, well, yeah, they're off the field right now, and they're going to have to go into a delay. We're going to stay updated here on WFHR with you because we'll find out how this kind of gets going throughout the process, because thunderstorms headed right our way and they're here for a while. So Rafters and Wausau will have to figure this out, but we hope to be back to call this game and to have you with us here on WFHR. So step aside for a moment and we'll find out here if this game will even be played tonight. So we'll step away here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope, in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So I'll put that one in the credit column for us lawyers, but please continue.
It's a weird thing because people don't exactly know what the comptroller does. There are a good number of people that did know. And the interesting thing with that election was it was the first time that I think a lot more people understood and knew what the comptroller was, because there was a primary, there were three people running, and then, you know, with the general, there were two. So people were actually paying attention. They were trying to figure out who to vote for city attorney, city comptroller. And I think in an interesting way, it made people a lot more engaged in local politics and understanding what really needs to be done.
I think that's a really key, not just observation, but part of what I hear when you speak about this, Aicha, is that not only is it complicated and taxing in different ways for women and working mothers or any working parent, but that through that painful process, which you sacrifice so much of your home life and your family life for, it helps the community engage when it's done right. It helps the community understand how government works and how it works best with competent professionals like yourself. I hope that you can stick around for a second segment with me. She's going to stay around. I'm happy to say that. We'll be back with more. If you're on the line, stay there. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome back, everybody. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you'd like to talk to the Chief Poobah, the lady in charge of the city's fisc, her name is Aicha Sawa. You can join her here, 844-967-2789. If you're not nice, I'll dump you. Mark from the SAC, you're always nice. What is on your mind this afternoon? Say hi to Aicha for us.
Hi, Aicha. And I appreciate the awful auditing thing because I spent part of my career at the DNR auditing grants to the municipalities, and sometimes you just got to go through the niggling little details, and sometimes the answer you give is not to the liking of the grantee, but that's the way it goes.
Yep.
But to Maggie's first story on the people that I can't help but think that race is a whole part of the thing where they attack those two women, because they incorporated that in some of what they said, you know, the whole accusing the whole drug thing. And my opinion is anybody who made any even casual threats to those women should be jailed, should be prosecuted and jailed, no matter how mild the threat, because it just can't be tolerated. And for Rudy Giuliani, he needs to spend some time in jail for this action.
I couldn't agree with you. With anybody, yeah. Go ahead, Mark. Sorry.
Along with anybody who participated in helping him coordinate this whole thing, that a lot of people need to go to jail, and a lot of people, perhaps they need to lose their right to vote for a period of time because they've, they certainly were involved in a plot to disenfranchise a whole lot of voters. And, but thank you guys for your public service. That it's a great career. I mean, that's what I spent my career doing, and in public service, various jobs at the DNR. But it is, it's a noble profession to serve the public.
It truly is, Mark. Thanks for your call. I always appreciate hearing from you. The through line here, and why I wanted to lean into the Giuliani story for a bit before we started to talk to our friend Aicha, was because these are public servants. I am a public servant. Aicha is a public servant. We show up and we do our work. We do it to the best of our capabilities. I believe that we do this work when we are the best of us, objectively, and to the standards, both ethical and substantive, of our professions. And it is a dark day when someone doing their job in good faith is pilloried, is personally attacked in the way that these two women were. And so maybe this is a good place for a pivot. As a chief fiscal officer for the city of Milwaukee, what was it like from your vantage point as the sales tax and this legislation was being debated, both on a personal and a professional level, because you live in the city and you care deeply about this place, you were born here. What does that feel like? Is there an incredible amount of pressure? I know that you issued a press release right before the vote. Can you just let our listeners know a little bit about your thought process and your experience through all that at the city?
I think, the weird thing about the sales tax, as everybody has been talking about, it is regressive, right? It does hurt people who are economically disadvantaged. However, I will probably sound like the mayor too a little bit. For the first time, I mean, we have so many people coming to the city of Milwaukee. We are like the heart of the state for all the entertainment. I mean, in a 2-mile radius, you have Summerfest, you have Pfizer Forum, the convention center, like the best restaurants in the state. They're literally all in this like 3 to 4 mile radius, and people come from all over. And so and they use our services, they use our roads, and the city of Milwaukee pays for that. Yeah. People don't understand that. So for the first time, people who come in and utilize all of our services, police, fire, whatever, they are contributing to that payment. And people don't understand this, but you pay like 10% tax in Chicago and most other cities across this nation, and you don't think twice when you go to those cities. You pay it.
There's been this argument made, and I've heard it on a few, righty-whitey talk radio stations, that like all of a sudden people are going to stop buying things in the city of Milwaukee. I was like, well, do you want to go to a Bucks game or not? You want to go see the Brewers or not? You want to go to the best restaurants in Wisconsin or not? You want to drive to Madison? You can go ahead and do that. That's an hour and a half away, but otherwise they're right down here in the city. yes, there is some basket of goods that poor people will buy, including clothing, diapers, things like that, right? That sales taxes do apply to. And I would urge the state legislature to expand exemptions to the sales tax so that our most vulnerable families, those at the greatest economic disadvantage, aren't punished by these things. But I couldn't agree with you more, Aicha, that at base, what this is saying is that those who have a lot of disposable income, that engage in a lot of, frankly, discretionary consumer spending, finally will pick up some portion of the tab for all of these things. At the end of the day, Comptroller Sawa, are we going to be in a better place because of these sales taxes?
Yes, we are.
You heard it here, folks. It's not a hard call. My thanks to Comptroller Aicha Sawa. I admire your service. I admire you getting through a campaign as a woman, as a mom, as a wife, as a professional. You keep doing what you do as you know how to do it. And always let your best heart, mind, gut, instincts, and all your professionalism be your guide. It will always serve you right. I appreciate the work that you do. I wanted to end my week this week with a little bit of a story. We got about, about 2 minutes left. Because they found a 2,000-year-old grave on a small island off the southwestern tip of England. They found it in 1999. They weren't sure exactly what the deal was because there was a sword and a shield and a lot of regalia. And they thought, well, this has to be a man's grave. And by working on the dental records, not the dental records, there weren't dental records. Working on the teeth, they figured out that this was a female warrior's grave. And I'd like to say this, I'd like to observe this. At both the city and the county, there have been very critical females involved in getting these sales taxes passed. And I would offer you this very humbly, that where females are elevated to leadership positions, and when people listen to women who are deeply committed to the work that they do and the people that they serve, by having us at the table, by letting us be warrior women for a cause, the outcomes are always better. So to this 2,000-year-old grave of a warrior woman buried with regalia because she was so important back in that Iron Age, to Comptroller Sawa, my thanks. It cut right out at that. That's awesome. Yeah.
We got excellent. There. All right. Not you. I'm not talking to you, Joel. Hold on. Sorry. I gotta put that man down. Great show.
Thank you, Anya. It's so good to see you. I will be going to see Barbie this weekend per your prescription.
Good. I just prescribed it to another host, so we'll see what the effects are.
Awesome.
I think you'll love it. All right. Show tomorrow?
Nope.
No show. I'm tomorrow.
Off.
That means I'm off. Great. Okay.
Pick one.
I'll see.
Pick
you.
One for a replay. Okay. You can use today's if you would like.
Sure. I'll look. All right. Then I will see you Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.